Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you're asking. He understands the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. On this episode, we'll go over step 15 in the Glover U sales system, closing and negotiating. In this step, you'll learn from Jeff how to get rid of your ego during the negotiation and close each deal with the client in mind. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover on step 15 in the 20 steps of the Glover U sales system.
Closing and negotiating. Here are three thoughts I was taught early on. Number one, just like a listing presentation, always show up physically, mentally, and emotionally, and remember, it's showtime. Just like a listing presentation. Always show up physically, mentally, and emotionally. It goes back to flipping the switch. Number two, don't be thinking about what you're going to say next, and instead, listen to their answer. I gave the example yesterday when we meet people. It probably happened over the course of the last day and a half. You met someone, within a few seconds, you forgot their name. That's because we're thinking about how we're going to introduce ourselves to them. So instead, listen to what they're saying and remember the rule I gave you yesterday, go three deep. Why? What makes you say that? Why do you feel that way? Why is that important to you? Help me understand that a little bit more. And number three, never, under any circumstances, be attached to the outcome. When you're closing and negotiating, you cannot be attached to the outcome. They can sense it. They can sense that you want it. And if you want it more than them, you've lost. We have one of the sayings on our wall in our offices says, the moment the commission check becomes more important than the customer, you've lost. Now, of course, you may get that deal. You may say, no. Well, I got the sale. What do you mean I lost? Yeah, but you won't get any future ones. Never be attached to the outcome in a negotiation. So here are some best practices on closing and negotiating. I wrote down number one, always assume they're going to want to sign the contract at the end of the presentation. I am going through a buyer consultation or a listing presentation as if they've already hired me. You guys hear that? As I'm going through the presentation, I am saying things as if I'm already their agent. I'm assuming that I have this listing the entire way through. Oh, this is a beautiful walkout. This is going to show perfect in the photos. Do you plan on leaving the lower level appliances? Yeah, if you think that's a good idea. I do. Because if you leave the lower level appliances, then we can promote them in the listing. Are you okay with that? Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Oh, gosh, this backyard is great. You got tons of frontage on the lake. We have an awesome photographer with a drone camera. Are you okay with us using drone photography for your listing? Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm assuming that I have the listing or the buyer consultation the entire way through. Next I wrote, emotions are almost always the area that gets us in trouble when closing or negotiating. Emotions are almost always the area that gets us in trouble when closing or negotiating. Emotions, aka our ego, is telling us something. Well, if I'm not tough with the other agent and I'm not fighting for my client, then I'm not doing my job. That's your ego. If you want to negotiate better, think about your buyer's and seller's motivation only and remove yourself from the equation. Remove this idea of, yeah, but we'll lose this negotiation, we'll lose this contract, we'll lose. No. What do they want? Focus on what they want. Client calls you and says they want out of a contract, your response should always be, absolutely, I'll do whatever I can to get you out. Not, well, you know that you could lose your EMD, and I don't know if this is a good idea. How did you arrive at this? Why? okay, I understand, right? No. You got cold feet. Totally understand. Let me see what I can do to get you out of this contract. And if you don't mind me asking, what caused the cold feet? And what are you looking for in the next home if I'm able to get you out of this contract? Do you think there's a good chance that they're going to continue to work with me if I respond that way? Absolutely. Guess what happens if I respond with the other way? I lose a client. They lose their EMD, I lose a commission, I lose a client for life. I wrote down next point. When negotiating, always work towards a win-win for all parties. Negotiating is about give and take. Buyers and sellers, not us, buyers and sellers need to feel like they've won something. So what are you willing to give up in order to get that, Mr. or Mrs. Buyer or seller? Make sure the buyers understand that the seller wants to feel like they've won. Make sure the seller understands that the buyer wants to feel like they've won. So that would be a great conversation to have at the buyer consultation, for sure, the offer consultation. And always, when closing and negotiating, this is more specifically for negotiating, make it a habit to ask for a little bit more than you think you can get. It's like negotiating 101. Reserve some things as bargaining chips so you have room to negotiate. Always leave a little bit of room there. And finally, final point on closing and negotiating. Know that the closing is just a natural ending to a great experience. A closing is just a natural ending to a great experience with a client. I get asked all the time, well, what is your close? You got to have something up your sleeve, Jeff. Come on. 100 deals a year for 10 years in a row? 15, 20 listings a month at some months at the peak? What did you do to get all those? I delivered a great presentation, and I asked them if they felt I could sell their home. And if they responded with yes, I responded with great, then let's get started, shall we? With a big smile. That's it. Nothing fancy. No song and dance.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To take the real estate self-assessment that begins the Glover U Sales System and have a member of Glover U get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score, go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, know that the closing is just the natural ending to a great experience with a client.